Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
Chick, chick, chick.
Quiet on the set.
Quiet on the set. And we're live.
Just so you know, that actually does nothing. It's all for looks.
I figured that out.
No, that's a vital part of...
Yeah, now we know we're supposed to be ready.
Right.
Oh.
Well, at any moment. At any given moment.
Good morning, all you hick guys and gals.
We are Tales from the Hicks. Who have we got with us?
I'm Jason.
I'm Chad.
BDC in the house.
BDC. Hello.
This is Ben.
And I am Nate, and we got back with us today.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Back to back. B2B. BDC Jr.
Yeah, that works for him, too.
Hey, you don't know that.
It does, I guess. Oh, BDC, okay. I know.
The junior part.
See, unlike Jason, I know abbreviations. I understand them.
Okay.
All right. All right, big dumb Chad, what's going on outside?
It is 78 degrees.
Ooh.
Yep, and the wind is at 9.
Nine knots?
MPHs, miles knots. Per hour.
Oh.
Yeah, kilometers.
KPH.
I don't know the breakdown.
Yeah, so. Could you switch it to knots, please?
Knots.
I'm sure I can. I'll... write a note down to figure out the conversion rate.
You would basically cut it in half.
For kilometers or knots?
For kilos. I don't know. Knots, I think, is equal.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
To ground speed, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just used in nautical.
Okay.
Or aerial.
Yep.
Oh. Knowledge. See?
Yep.
Thank you both.
Don't you have the flight radar 24?
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
It's on there.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It tells you how fast they're going.
Jason, you have an app on your phone?
Oh, he does. That's right.
God damn.
Donkey.
Breaking news. Jason has apps on his phone.
Now let's talk about what this app is, because it's an old man app.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't think it's
an OMA.
It's not an old man app.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
What? No. Gosh, no.
Well, tell us more.
What is it?
Oh, you can watch the flights of the planes flying overhead.
Yeah. Sounds like an old man app.
Yeah. Fuck you both.
It's more of
it's not on my phone.
It's for more download. So for information.
Information. Yeah.
Listen, when I'm in my yard yelling at kids to stay the fuck out of my yard, I need something to do to pass the time.
Right. In between the time that the kids get in the yard, I need to know who's flying above me.
Hey, you... hair-dyed motherfucker, get out of my yard. God damn it. There ain't no place for that shit around here. Go on, get.
You have that app, too.
Oh, by the way, that plane's flying to Charlotte.
See? And now that's what that app shows and tells you.
Then you know where they're going.
Yeah.
What do you need to know that for?
How many times? Well, why not? If you're sitting outside, you see a plane. Wonder where the fuck they're going. Yep. And now you can just type, and then it shows you. They're going to Minneapolis.
I've never once wondered that.
No. Or they're going to Canada or Alaska or wherever the fuck they're going.
Huh.
I'll be honest.
What's the name of it?
Flight
Radar.
Flight Radar 24 or something.
Yeah. Hmm. I'll be honest. The reason that I downloaded it is because I seen a military plane that I've never seen before. And I was like, blah, 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 this or that. And Jason enlightened me on that app. And it shows you... Not all military, because they keep some of that shit secret.
But on the phone,
it'll show you what it is, you know, some information on it.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. It tells you what kind of plane it is, whatever, where they left, to where they're going, how fast they're going, how long it's going to be before they get there.
Yeah.
All that shit.
It is pretty. I found it interesting.
Yeah. And I have your... scanner too.
Oh, the scanner radio. Yeah. That's cool. Shit. Yeah.
Bust my balls over that, you fucks.
Well, that's a little bit different. That's like
what?
That's stuff that's happening. Like,
I can't believe you don't just have a scanner in your house.
I do have.
I have one of those.
Yeah, I listen to that too.
But it's tough when you're out and about, or and you hear all these sirens or this or that, you know, yeah. It's you're not at home always to.
See, I feel like, aren't they a lot of them encrypted now, so you can't pick them up anymore?
Not Chippewa Falls.
No.
Guys, right above us right now.
No.
There's MVK-47 flying from Mankato to St. Cloud.
Wow.
They departed 2 hours and 36 minutes ago, just so you know.
Does it look like a 10-12 passenger or something smaller?
It's a real small plane. Yeah.
Where are they going?
Registration N348MK.
Yeah, like they want that over there.
They're going to St. Cloud.
Ooh, from EC?
No, Mankato to St. Cloud.
From Mankato to St. Cloud.
Oh, okay.
Which, yeah, I don't know. They seem to be flying in
circles?
Yeah, that like makes a no weird, sense.
Yeah.
Come all the way over here?
Yeah. Well, it looks like. Must be their flight path.
Now he's tuned in.
Christ, now I'm hooked. Right?
Like you can even upgrade.
They might be coming to the airport in Eau Claire, it looks like. And they might be wanting to eat at Hangar 54 and then they or get gas. And then, they're going to go back.
I'm so glad I know that.
That's how you know you have.
I think
excessive
I just saw five more gray
money.
Hairs coming on.
Yeah.
You
I'm stressed out.
I'll show you gray hair.
Whoa. That's what I think about that.
Out of my teeth.
Ooh. Don't tempt me with a good time.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. It's somebody who has lots of money who's just fucking around, flying around.
Right. Out for dinner.
Yep, and they're going to land at Eau Claire and probably eat and then maybe get some gas or something and head back home.
That's must be guess. Nice.
No shit, right?
Yeah.
I did something wrong in life.
I wonder if I could. I'm going to have to reserve the county plane sometime.
What?
So, you got some news for us? Or?
Yeah, I got a few news stories that we could
get into that.
Go through.
Wow.
Don't play no ads on me.
trying to tell me here.
Yeah.
So first one, there's an interesting article. An Olympic hockey star chose to have their finger amputated in order to be able to play in the Paris Games upcoming. So it's...
Why?
What is it? Field hockey? Where they... It's hockey not
soccer?
On ice?
Yeah. No. Nope. Field hockey?
No, they got the stick and it's a ball instead of a puck and...
Lacrosse?
No. No. Lacrosse is not that.
It's a good...
They use nets in lacrosse.
Similar.
Yeah, but the stick, I believe, it looks like a Nike swish on the bottom.
Yeah. And they're not long. They're like...
Yeah. But so I think, if I remember right, I read the article, he had broken one of his fingers... And they would have to, like, cast it, and he wouldn't be able to hang on to the stick. And the doctor said, well, if you want, we can amputate, and then you just got a bandage on the end of your finger, basically, and you can play in the Olympics. You know, he's on the Olympic team. So, yeah, he amputated his finger. So it was just, like, I think it was above the second knuckle.
Okay.
And so the doctor's like, you know.
That's what I got.
Yeah, no big deal.
No.
No shit. Yeah, it hurts like a bastard, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, so they did that.
Huh.
I thought that was interesting.
I thought you were going with, like, he was going to do that so that he could play in, like, a...
Paralympics. No, he's on... I don't remember what country it was for, but, yeah.
So. Oh, because there's the whole thing going around with the guys becoming women so they can be on the women's Olympic thing or the whatever. You know, that whole...
Yeah.
Terrible.
Are you going to watch that tonight when it's on?
What's that?
The Olympics?
That starts today.
I didn't think it started for another week.
No, shit.
Well.
Yes, yeah. I will be watching it tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably watch it too.
I'm a big fan of the opening ceremony.
It does get a little long sometimes.
Who's on the ball, fuckers?
He's got a stiffy over there.
Wow.
Huh? Yes. Fucking get with it.
Yeah, no.
I apologize.
It does get long, especially when they're all coming out waving the flag. You know, it's like they should.
Yeah, that started on Wednesday.
Put that at 2 points.
Opening ceremonies.
I didn't watch it. But it's like, you know, if they could put that in 2.5 times the speed, and then let's get some.
But the games don't start till tonight.
Tonight.
Huh. I do think it's interesting, though, kind of.
Which is in the morning, I think, here.
Yeah. You know, seeing all the. Countries you maybe like you've heard of, you know, but you don't.
Yeah.
And it's like they got one athlete, you know, and it's kind of crazy to. And I feel like I'm probably like most people. When the Olympics are on, it's like
every fucking sport I've never heard of. Let's yeah, go. Yeah. Water polo. Come on, you know. And, you know, the other 363 days in a year, fucking right. Water polo, what? Yeah. You know, but yeah. Well,
isn't it even more than that? Because this isn't every 4 years.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah. I mean.
Right. But actually,
the Olympics are every other, you know,
every 2 years,
winter and then summer. Winter,
but then, unless it was it curling? That was a sport no one had any idea
about. I'm a big fan of curling
until they saw guys the like
couple
us,
drunk guys,
being yep. in the Olympics,
right? Winning.
Yeah, I have tried curling and it is hard.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've thrown the rock a couple times at the youth hockey rink in Chippewa. Has it? Or I should say they had it. I'm not sure if they still do, but yeah. It was pretty interesting.
That whole slide and down on one knee yeah. on the ice is not. I'll tell you what, I didn't look anywhere near as graceful as those as those folks do. We did it for our workouting, and one of the people fell down and smoked their head, fucking split it open.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. They actually had helmets. We were at an actual curling club in Minneapolis, and they had helmets. Like the new members would wear because that happens a lot apparently. Huh. So,
do you know the name of that place?
Something something curling club.
Was there a bar right on the end of it?
I think so.
And a real hockey rink next to it?
No, all in the same I building? Don't think so. No?
You know okay. who was there?
Where?
Charlie.
On? Charlie.
Barons.
At the curling
at
club?
At that curling club, yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Charlie. He was there, yep.
The one we were in, I believe, is the oldest one in the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was. I thought it was a like country club or some fucking thing like that. But curling, because they were watching it, there's a glass between them and the bar or whatever, yeah. and they were yep. sitting in the bar watching them curl.
Well, that's a warming house for curling. Curling, I think, is a lot like slow pitch softball. Where
yeah, you know, if you're not drinking, you're not doing it right.
Right.
Yeah, 100%.
Kind of writing the rules, I think.
I think yeah. that's with most everything.
Well, we are from Wisconsin, so.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think oh, those curling stones,
they're called rocks.
Only one company makes them. They come off of one island, one certain rock.
Yep.
They're expensive, too.
Yeah, the way I watched like how it's made or whatever,
yeah.
and the way those things are made is, I mean, exact. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
So this isn't just something I could put up in the backyard for us to practice for the next
Olympics? Well, I mean, you could if you wanted to. Yeah. I mean, I know you make that big county money, so. Yeah.
Shit.
So yeah. on that topic of the Olympics, we don't have to go deeply into it, but I guess does somebody prefer not to watch it, the winter or summer, more than the other?
Winter, 100%.
Winter is your favorite?
Yep.
Yeah.
Winter, definitely winter.
Yeah.
I feel like you've got more action in winter.
Yeah. yeah.
Skiing, snowboarding, curling, I mean, is a fucking nail-biting, sweat-inducing extravaganza, you know?
I'm a big fan of watching the hockey in the different countries, but...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would definitely watch them both, but
oh, for
I
sure.
would say
yeah.
I'm more in tune to the Winter Olympics.
Yeah. I mean, bobsledding, skeleton.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
die doing that shit, yes. you know? Yep. Let's yep. fucking go.
Jamaican
right, bobsled. Jamaicans.
Yeah.
Well, and I think... Because in the summer, you're
rhyme.
Doing other things.
True.
Anyway, it, so yeah. during the winter, you're more likely to be home sitting watching and watching TV rather than, but.
Yeah. Flava Flav is like a big, huge supporter of the women's water polo team, I believe.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, I read an article a few months ago, I think, and he stumbled upon them on social media or something like that. They were looking to try and raise money for, you know, going to the Olympics or something like that. Right. And now he's like, he fell in love with the team and the sport. Hmm. And he's like, Flava Flav! And yeah, he I believe he donated a whole bunch of money to them. And he went on the record. He's like, I will be at every match. I will be at the Olympics. Like I'm your number one guy. Like he's all in on the women's United States women's water polo team. Which I thought that was really cool. Just totally random,
right? Yeah,
you know. But yeah.
Who is love of time or time of love or whatever?
Yeah.
He used to have that on the MTV yeah. show. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I ever seen that guy. And I was like, the fuck's he wearing a watch for?
Yeah,
it's a clock. Big clock on his
yeah. clock. Yeah.
All right, this guy's cool.
I loved when Snoop and Kevin Hart were doing the After Olympics show. Did you guys ever see that?
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking hilarious.
Yep. Having Snoop Dogg
play
by play and all that stuff. Oh, it's great.
So it was always like after the event was done, they were in a studio and they would play the highlights and Snoop and Kevin Hart would talk about it. And there's an equestrian one. I'm sure Jason hasn't. I'm sure most of us have seen the clip where Snoop talks about the horse. He's like, that motherfucker's crip walking.
Yep.
And it's from that. And I believe I read that Snoop and Mike Tirico were going to be like the guys at the Olympics. Like it used to be, what the hell is the dude's name who got pink eye like two Olympics ago or whatever. Totally drawn a blank. Anyways, but it's going to be Snoop and Mike Tirico, I read.
As like the broadcasters?
Yeah, not for every sport, but like in the studio when they cut back to the guy.
Oh, okay.
I want to say it was Bradshaw, but I don't think that's right.
Hmm.
I can just see him. But anyways, yeah, it's Snoop and Mike Tirico. Nice. That was pretty cool. So, next news article, Nate. Nate probably already knew about this, I'm sure. Maybe even BDC over here, probably. I'm sure they were, you know, supporting each other in this time of difficulty. But Grindr has crashed in Milwaukee due to unprecedented traffic. In, I'm sure, unrelated news, the Republican National Convention is currently in Milwaukee. So, you know, T's and P's to Grindr and Nate and BDC, I'm sure they've, you know, helped them make it through this difficult time.
It's been tough.
Yeah. You think they're doing snail mail?
Snail trail, probably.
snail trail.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than sending a dick pic through the mail. Just, hey, did you get your mail yet?
Dick pic through the mail.
My mailman had a hard-on today. I don't know what the deal was.
Yeah, for me, it costs extra stamps because the package is so big.
Yeah.
Because to get it all in one photo.
Well, it's like, you know, Playboy when you used to open it up and the pages would flop down, you know, in the centerfold. Yeah. I'm sure, yeah, I suppose it. Laying on the ground, rolled out in front of you like a, you know, big old fucking hay rope just lying there. One of those big ropes they use to tie up the fucking cargo ships, I suppose. All knotty and veined up. This fucking. Yeah, I can see that. That's why they call him BDC.
Big Dick Chad in the house.
No, yeah, just dick pic through the mail.
Yeah.
I gotta go. I gotta get that printed.
On a completely unrelated note, I'm going to need everybody's address after. After the show.
I have them. Surprise. I have those addresses. Beware the next few days in the mail.
Another article I thought that was kind of caught my eye here after reading the headline.
I will fire back.
Ooh.
I would hope so.
Shit bucket picks.
Yeah. Watch for flying bolts.
Do you still own an actual camera?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, probably not one with film.
Okay.
Oh. But hope not. I mean, them have been gone for.
Yeah. Can you even get them developed anywhere?
You can go to Sharp 1 Hour.
Yeah. There's one of those still?
There still is, yeah. Because we usually take Steven there for, like, Santa pics and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Because you can, instead of, like, going to the mall and waiting in line for 36 hours,
right.
You just call Sharp and you can book a 15-minute window, and you show up, and it's like, it's, you know, you have to pay for the cost of the pictures, and it's a small amount extra for seeing Santa.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, so you don't have to go to the mall and
we'll do that for our Christmas cards.
Want to drive a fucking giant spike through your skull?
We could get Tales from the Hicks Christmas cards and have them send them out to our listeners.
That'd be perfect.
We'd have to have them start sending in their addresses.
Could we do like a Christmas theme Chippendale picture?
Oh yes.
Or redo the SNL sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'd have too many Farleys and only one Swayze.
It'll be a Farley impersonation contest.
It's going to be a little Bukkake action if you remember what that is.
They go back to what, episode 14, 13, yeah. Somewhere in there.
Jason's the pole and we're the dancer.
Yikes.
Anyways. So yeah, Michigan lawmaker was arrested after he chased a stripper with a pistol. So yeah. Apparently, that's not
better have my money.
Yeah. not a good thing to do, I guess.
He didn't like this dance she performed?
Poor service.
Yeah, it said that he had chased an adult dancer after he had a disagreement.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what happened.
20s and
stuff. Bitch, you told me it was $20 for a lap dance. Now you're charging me $30.
Never go to the champagne room.
No.
I'm not writing a letter to my congressman. I am a motherfucking congressman. Fuck. Watch out. We talked about that last week, the Microsoft going down.
Yeah.
Here's one. Jason, I'm sure you're familiar with this term, mukbang.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yep.
So a 24-year-old mukbang celebrity in China dies during a live stream.
What the fuck is mukbang?
It was made popular in Asia, if I'm not mistaken, and now it's a social media thing where you have a live stream of you eating mass quantities of food and people just sit and watch you eat large amounts of food. That's called and that was the original mukbang, but now mukbang is just in general refers to
anybody do anything themselves anymore?
Eating big meals. I mean,
Jesus Christ.
Well, sure.
Watching somebody play video games on TV
that's a thing for sure.
Watching now somebody eat food on TV?
Yeah, according to China News, she would engage in extreme eating challenges, eating nonstop for more than 10 hours on live stream every day. In each meal, she would attempt to consume over 10 kilograms of food. That's 22 pounds and change, if my math is correct, for 10 kilos. Just
pump that out afterwards, then? Or?
I don't know. Well, if it goes in, it's got to come out.
That's a whole nother. That's a Reddit.
Bitch better have a big bucket.
22 pounds
of
food?
Yeah.
Every time she ate?
Well, during her 10-hour live stream.
In but, 10 hours, she had to eat
but still, yeah,
pounds
that's,
of food.
Yeah.
That's well, what, look 2 pounds an hour.
I mean, I've never watched a mukbang live stream, but I think they just, like, eat the whole time.
Well, there's a TV show, it's like Man versus Food or something, where he goes to all these different
restaurants.
Well,
them are competitions.
Yeah.
But those are eating challenges, and it's not 22 pounds of food.
Well, no,
I mean,
but sometimes they get up there 3-4 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look at the Great Outdoors. That's the 69er.
Yeah.
Or 96er.
96er.
Whoa.
No, that's 69.
Where's your mind at today?
Right, you know where it is.
Oh, yeah.
Look out, Lacey.
Dinner for two.
Oh, shit.
Woo.
Whoops.
Don't forget to spit on that thing. Actually did one, I think. Nate, you did too. Jason, Tice, and maybe Andy. We did one of those food challenges in lacrosse for state darts.
I don't recall.
If I remember.
Not me.
No, Tice. For darts. We were on our way to darts or at darts. And it was, I don't remember the amount of food, but it was a massive burger and then just the largest plate of fries. Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to remember. I'll have to ask those guys.
I could put down a large amount of French fries for sure.
And then the lady did tell us, she said, eat those. She tell us to eat those last because they take the
swallow.
The most room or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, none of us, from what I remember, none of us got the T-shirt. We didn't.
I mean, if you're gonna pound down a big amount of food, like legit, you got to be strategic about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in high school, I don't even remember how we got onto the subject, but there's two chicks in, we were in like a home ec class or something like that.
How many cups?
just one.
Oh,
yeah, but they would always talk about how much they could eat. And I was like, you know, no, because they're both small, you know, and I'm like, no way. And they're like, oh, we could eat you under the table any day. And I said, you two combined couldn't eat more food than I could. And so... Anyway, they made me put my money where my mouth was, and we put $50 a person on it.
Holy fuck.
And the whole home ec class, I think except for a couple kids, went to Old Country Buffet yeah. when that was still a thing. And we just started counting plates. And they did not do well. No.
You win?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I actually thought about it, right?
Okay.
They both were knocking down sodas, which the carbonation, no bueno. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I stuck with strictly water, and I did a fuck ton of mashed potatoes because it just, you know.
Settles.
Yep. And then it was just, you know, chicken or whatever, but... I put down, and it was either 9 or 10 plates. I don't remember. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. I've never been more miserable in my life. The whole ride home, my buddy drove, and the whole ride home, every bump we hit was like, you know.
Full.
I actually made him pull over so I could harf when we were just about home. But, yeah, it was. But it was, I made $100 off it.
Good deal. Good deal.
So, yeah. Last one I have, this made me chuckle. German Navy, they still use 8-inch floppy disks.
Oh, really?
For all of their software.
Flaccid dicks.
Which is kind of unbelievable, to be honest with you.
I didn't really know there was a reader for floppy disks.
Yeah.
Right.
All of their, and I think not all, but most of their software still requires. Well,
you get a new computer nowadays, you don't even get a CD drive.
Yeah, there's nothing on them anymore.
Right.
You got a plug-in for your power cord, sometimes a plug-in for headphones, but not always, because that can be Bluetooth.
Right.
And then usually a couple USB-C ports.
Yep.
Or even a regular USB, but like for a dongle for a mouse or a keyboard, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like they don't have SD card readers on them anymore. Like none of that stuff.
I was on that note. I was really surprised. A couple weeks ago, there was a part for assembly at work, and they were working on it. And the instructions come with a USB port
QR code,
and that's how the instructions were. There was no paper. You plugged it in the computer, and that was your instructions. Yeah. It was like
I just a paper copy. One of these Amazon deal days. I got
Prime days.
I got a new garage door.
God, I hope it wasn't a tool.
No. It's some kind of a garage door thing so that it'll open my garage door from my phone, which I already have it on both of them, but the one isn't as reliable as I would hope. So, and to get them to be on the same, I bought this other one. Well, I opened it up and I'm like, these instructions kind of suck because there's not much there and I need a lot of instruction. So, and it was one of those, you got to scan the QR code. And it's the same with, putting together, I don't know what it was, a desk or furniture of some kind or whatever, when you get those, instead of having the instructions in there, you got to scan the QR code, it'll take you to the website, and then that's where you get your instructions.
So, when you say a QR code, is that square thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, bunch of digity.
Good job.
He's learning. This guy, he's had his new phone for 2 weeks.
Have you been to a restaurant yet that does that?
With Slippery's.
That pisses me off, to be honest. I do not like
that. To get the menu?
Yeah, we went to Slippery's. You know where Slippery's is in Wabasha?
Grumpy old men thing.
Yeah, right. So we went to Slippery's for dinner, just for something to fucking do. So we went there, and that's what they had. Scan that, and I'm like, my phone doesn't fucking do that. Lacey's phone didn't do that.
So this wasn't, like, recent?
Yeah. This was, like, maybe a year ago.
Oh, your other phone should have been able to do it.
Negative, Ghost
Rider. It's just a picture.
No shit.
Well, if your phone can take pictures. Yeah,
don't you know what a
QR? It doesn't. I had to download an app for it to take that picture. It would not do it. Any hooser. The kids were like, Dad, you got to just take it. So they grabbed their phones and blah, blah, blah. Well, now I'm reading the menu on my phone.
Yeah, I do admit I dislike that.
Really?
I would rather have a menu.
Give me a fucking menu so I can slap the kids with it and show them who's boss. Tell them shut up or something.
Yeah.
Pick your food out. This is what we're doing.
Well, to be honest, though, if I'm going to a restaurant where I have to read the menu, like there's places where I'll go to eat and I know what I'm going to get when I get there. So I don't even
look at
them. Because you already looked on your phone.
You don't eat by yourself.
No.
You just said that. A couple I know it. You have them delivered to your house.
Listen.
I am.
Listen.
That's why I said this.
If I'm going to a restaurant, not just me alone, but with whoever.
Oh, okay. Now I get the story.
You won't go to a restaurant by yourself?
Not usually.
He's fucking
weird about
he
that.
He won't.
I don't know. I have this self-conscious, like, anxiety.
Okay. To eat?
Go to a China buffet. Do you want me to start streaming it? Or go anywhere. Like,
it took me a while to do that.
Yeah. They yell at me, though. You here for an hour. Go home.
Yeah, they're eyeing me up. I'm walking up for that third plate. Yeah. That check's on
the table. That food not for you. Like, you need no more sweet sour chicken. You go. You here for an hour. You leave. They get upset. I don't like that. But anyways, yeah. I don't have a problem going by myself. Yeah,
John Pernet.
Yeah. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out, John.
Definitely not my original material.
Love that dude.
Yeah, he's fucking hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Must be a comedian.
Yeah, he's dead now.
Yeah.
Let's not get him on the show.
He was a big boy.
He's booked. Yeah. I think he's
fucking
booked.
Awesome guy. Yeah.
And always, like, clean.
Yeah, real clean, yep.
Yeah.
But that bit was funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm.
But yeah, no, if I'm going to a restaurant that I don't know what I'm going to eat when I get there, I'll already have looked on their website before I go, so I know or have an idea, because I want to know. I don't like sitting there.
If it's a restaurant I've never been to before, I'll always look at it online.
Yeah.
Because what if they ain't got shit I want?
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm very much a basic meat and potatoes kind of guy. You know, and if I look at their menu and it's all
sushi.
Well, I have tried sushi and it wasn't bad. Huh. I would give that another shot. But I mean, I appreciate fancy food and the work that goes into it, you know, being a person that likes to cook. But when I go out to dinner, I want a substantial, I mean, it doesn't need to be, you know, the old 96er, but I want a real meal. I don't want a swirl of sauce with a 2-ounce piece of filet and a leaf on top of it.
Sure, man.
That's not my gig, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I'll look at the menu and just see, like, do they have normal shit or is it all weird stuff?
Yeah, Elbertville. Go to Elbertville.
They have good food.
No shit.
Yeah.
I like that place.
Yep. Hmm. I did forget I had a couple more when I scrolled down in my save stuff on Reddit. A man in leopard print pajamas was busted with hamsters down his pants after pet store break-in. Uh-huh. Cops say suspect Chad Rubenzer was held for
love it. I told you not to bring that up.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was. I had it saved on my Reddit feed.
Yeah, well, I had that removed.
The hamsters.
No, yeah. Well, yeah, them are gone now, but... Yeah.
Oh, the story on Reddit.
Yeah.
Gosh. Oh, but I saved it.
Yeah, you can't be doing that shit.
I apologize.
Fuck. But you might as well finish the story.
Well, I mean, it was busted for having him. I think one of these days you should wear the leopard print pajamas to the... when we record.
Pet store reported they were missing 4, but only found 3.
There's probably a big hole on the backside of those leopard.
I found
print
the fourth
pajamas.
One. The fourth one, it took a little bit of extra
couple
work,
days.
But got it out.
A couple days in a 5-gallon bucket and check at her.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this is going back to, you know, old school, but...
Wait, where the fuck did he go? Please.
Yeah, we
I think he's stacking pancakes.
Oh, he's probably playing with a hamster.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's changing his clothes again.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny if he was?
There he is. He's back.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back, Jason.
That commercial was brought to you by Charmin.
I had to restack the pancakes.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Have you ever seen the old videos? There's been people who had hamsters or gerbils in their backside and lost them, so to speak. So they used a lighter as a light source to see in their bunghole.
What?
A second person was helping, obviously. One person is not doing this maneuver. But let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you know, the stories here are not related to real life.
Sure.
You know, disclaimer. But let's say Chad had a gerbil up there.
Yeah.
You know, BDC, you know, got a little fuzzy boy up there. And
did I miss something when I was going?
Oh, yeah,
no. You might have.
Yeah, news story.
Okay, I'll just listen to it.
That's okay. I can. A man in leopard print pajamas was busted with hamsters down his pants after a pet store break-in. Yeah. Police say Chad Rubens are held for questioning after incident. But anyways,
so you put a gerbil in your butt?
Okay,
four. He just wanted to take them home because they were cute. That's all. Yeah, that's all. And he didn't have enough pockets.
Mistreating them, and I didn't like that. Yeah.
But yeah, back to the old school story. Like, let's say you had a gerbil or a hamster stuck up there, and Caleb was like, "Hey, dude, let me help you out here.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a smoker. I got a lighter in my pocket."
Right.
Chad, bend over. Sped your butt cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to flick this lighter to see in your bunghole. A lot of gas in your bunghole cavity.
Yeah.
Kerpow.
No shit.
Yep.
No eyebrows.
No eyebrows. Gerbil with no more hair on it.
Really?
Comes flying out of the bunghole. Yow! Right there, right in your face. Yep.
That's why I'm sitting on a cushion.
That shit has happened.
Gosh. Really?
Yep.
It just doesn't seem like there's a place for that to be.
Oh, it is. The internet is undefeated, my friend.
Well, thank you for the help, Caleb and Ben, for bringing nightmare
anytime,
back.
Anytime.
Yeah, well, you know.
There's an old radio broadcast called Armageddon. Same storyline.
Seen the movie.
It's so funny. Just talking about a gerbil in the ass, and the guy's yelling, "Armageddon! Armageddon!" Because it's stuck in there.
Yeah.
We don't watch the same show.
No bueno. No bueno. Wow. I think the last one I had.
Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
You bringing up a gerbil ass?
Well, that's a little small. Okay, there we go.
That kind of relates.
Huh.
Sons so anyway.
Bitches.
This one, it's a video. There was I'm just going to read what it says. It says, "Dude did a nut drive-by. Philadelphia man wanted for ejaculating on a girl's leg in a Dollar Tree."
What?
So he ran up to this girl.
It's a drive-by nutting.
Yes, in a Dollar Tree, busted a nut on her leg, and then sprinted out of the store. And apparently, after I was reading some of the comments on the video, this is a thing. I can't even begin to wrap my head around, why you would want to do that.
I'm headed to the nearest Dollar General.
Or how that would even happen. So there's a video with sound.
Oh, great.
He nutted on my leg.
What the fuck?
Understandably so, she's very upset.
Right.
How?
There's got to be a subreddit for this.
I'm not joining that one.
It's got to be a league. You get multiple points and stuff. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yeah, that's a...
Where was this?
In Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania.
I think there was somebody born and raised there.
What the fuck?
Oh, we got more ads over here now?
Yeah.
Well, are you watching it?
Nate's watching a drive-by nutting video.
Did you just... What?
Yep. Yep. There it is.
I don't know what it is. I mean, this is the first time I'm watching it.
It's not a dirty... I mean, it's... Oh, this is a longer video.
Yeah, that's why I don't know.
Has been going around social media. It's blown up. You see this woman following a fleeing Gary out of a Dollar Tree in Philadelphia, and in it, she is chasing him and yelling, and then I am not going to show you the rest of the video because she then shows her leg, and it very much appears there is something that could be from Gary on her. But then in this video, the horror of this all seeming to catch up with her. I mean, she just breaks.
All right.
How does she know what his name is?
They have the guy on camera, and they caught him, I'm assuming.
Oh, after the fact. Yeah, because she wasn't yelling his name.
Right. But that guy showed the picture of him, so the police must have caught him or tracked him down.
Damn.
They definitely had DNA, so.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
Jesus.
Fucking people. Yeek.
This is a news thing, but I thought it was brilliant, so I had to share it. A man and this is in the UK, he defrauds Amazon to fix potholes that they've dodged taxes on. So I think by watching the video and reading some of the comments, I believe in the UK, companies that use the roads to deliver products are required to pay taxes to help build better roads, basically. Amazon gets around that by having their corporate whatever based in a different country. So they're not technically based in the UK, so they don't have to pay taxes or something like that. So this dude ordered like a road patch from Amazon, loads of it. Went and patched the roads himself, him and a buddy, patched those potholes. Then he filled the boxes back up with dirt or whatever.
Beach sand, it
was. Yes, you're right, it was beach sand. Sealed the boxes up and returned them to Amazon and got his money back.
Huh. It's because so they paid for it.
Yeah, their returns thing is all robotic. Yes. So it goes by weight.
Oh, okay.
So he weighs box of asphalt, fill it up with sand, and then ship it back, get his money back.
Yeah.
Clever.
And then really rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
Very nice. Clever.
But the whole thing was super elaborate. It was kind of genius. He has an interview with an attorney.
Yeah.
And it was a significant amount, like $600 or something like that, in pothole repair, like pothole patch or whatever. But before he started all this, he created an LLC in, and I don't remember the country, but a non-extradition country type of thing, like say Jamaica or something like right. that. And that LLC was not tied to his name in any way, shape, or form. And that LLC ordered the product from Amazon and return the product from Amazon.
Gotcha.
And because of their location, Amazon would have had to pay a very large amount of money to try and bring him to justice.
Right.
Whereas if it was just this guy ordered it in the UK, had it shipped to his house to his name, it would have been super easy for them to get their money back. But he did this whole elaborate thing to defraud them. And I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Kudos to him.
Hell yeah. Mm. Nice.
So yeah, that's all the news I got.
Maybe we could do that in Chippo. They need to get out there and do those fucking roads, man. Terrible. Get off the shovel.
Huh. Coincidentally.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
About a week ago, we had our parking lot redone. It was just sealed and then
signed
and
delivered.
They did some crack sealing and then they did the...
See what I did?
I got
sealed, signed, and delivered.
Signed, sealed, yeah, sure.
That's clever that they did the parking lot of the other county and state employees, but not the taxpayers' roads.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
Well, we had to pay for it.
We paid for it.
Anyway.
Yep.
We don't get into politics.
Yeah, we're not, no.
Is there a position open for that job?
Pothole?
Crack sealing?
Road fixer upper person.
I just seen one this week, actually. I was driving around.
I want to be the man for that job, and I'm going to tell the county to get out there.
Yeah.
And fucking fix the roads.
Dunn County is hiring two people.
In the Chippewa County city.
Well, yeah, I know, but...
Get out there. Fix them. Anywho.
Hoop T, reach out to us.
We keep going.
Hoop T, what are we drinking?
Hoop T, reach out to us. Hicks, Tales from Hicks.com.
Yeah. There it is. Fill the fridge.
The hard Mountain Dew thing didn't work out for us.
No. Yeah.
Boy, did that piss me off.
Yeah. They'll be all right. They've got time.
Facebook community standards. Apparently, I can't tag.
Oh, they hard took Mountain that down?
Dew. Yeah, they've taken down three of my posts in the last.
We had a listener that had a problem, too, sharing a page, and they said it was against their whatever.
Religion?
I was able to tag them
I saw
in
that.
My repost.
Yep.
And then I commented on the episode and tagged them in the post as well.
Right.
Your post on Facebook, I commented, tagged them, and then I shared it and was able to tag them.
Yeah. So I don't understand what the deal is there. They're claiming that we're trying to get...
That was Facebook, not Hard Mountain Dew.
Right, right.
That was all Facebook's fault.
We still like Hard Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
that. It's the bomb.
I learned this week, listening to a radio station out of the cities, that the New York Times, back in when the Pearl Harbor bombing was, they tried to take people's mind off of the bombing by issuing the first crossword puzzles.
Huh.
Huh.
And that's where that come from.
Interesting.
Posted it in the New York Times.
Yep. Crossword puzzles, if you guys do them, are you pencil or pen?
I like pencil. I'll cheat.
Pen.
I'm a pen guy.
And you can't cheat.
I'm not good. You know what? Actually, yeah, I'm not. Well, no, me neither. No, but
give me a Sudoku any day.
Numbers.
No. I'm not a fan of Sudoku.
I can do the numbers all day.
No. I like the word search. Them are my favorite.
Yeah.
Them are circle. Awesome.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I use a highlighter. 2 to 7. Highlighter. Come on now.
BDC, baby.
What do you mean that's not a word?
He asked for the kids' menus at restaurants just so he could do the word search right? And everything else.
No,
and
then
the crayons.
3-pack of crayons.
That's, I like those because now I can make the figure of an animal. You just match the numbers up.
I is a word. Don't yell at me. I highlighted every one of them in here.
Found them all.
Yep, I got a nice little paperback book of it.
Good.
For sure.
So I have some extraordinary feats.
Mm-hmm. Your feet are extraordinary?
Yes. I got a story that
yeah,
has
let's see those
that.
Dogs.
What's that?
Let's see those dogs.
Oh.
Extraordinary feet. Like, oh, grab yeah. your glass.
Right.
Get to your seat. Yeah. That's the story. I'll tell you a story.
But I don't know if I can say that because ooh, would that be would tough. Be tough. Yeah. So I mean, yeah. I could say it.
Right.
But I don't know if we'd get in trouble.
We might miss a, well, we might.
No, oh, I wouldn't I
might,
miss it.
Shit, I might miss a lot.
But I don't know if it's, if we could say that here.
We've.
And if you would think about
we
it.
We can say a whole a bunch lot.
You can say whatever you want.
We were yeah. doing the urban dictionary.
Shit, fuck.
Yeah.
I know.
Cunt.
David.
Cunt.
I understand that. Well, see let you me, next Tuesday, but.
We'll go through these extraordinary feats and then let me think about that.
Yeah. Because that, I don't know if I can say that.
I don't think, I don't.
I mean, I can.
Sure oh, yeah, dead. You definitely could. I could.
I'm sure he's dead by now. Okay. Copyright's got to be
off. That's what I'm saying. That's why.
Copyright problems, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. Who's gonna
I mean, we're
us?
Not that popular.
I'm not sure we're on the radar. Maybe, but.
You never know.
We might be.
Be our luck.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to say it.
No, whenever you want to. You go
so,
ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to replace the guy's name with me.
Like
so,
the word me or Nate?
No, Nate.
Oh, okay.
So Nate can divide by zero.
Okay.
When Nate enters a room, he doesn't turn the lights on. He turns the dark off.
I know who this is.
Nuck chores.
Yeah. Chuck Norris once continued. Oh, no. Chuck Norris once counted to infinity twice. Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer. Too bad he has never cried. Chuck Norris can slam a revolving door.
Ooh, that's tough.
Mm-hmm. The boogeyman checks his closet for Chuck Norris before going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Norris can unscrew.
Must be a good one.
That's just so random that makes it so funny. Chuck Norris can unscramble an egg. Chuck Norris can win a game of Connect Four in 3 moves. When Chuck Norris does a push-up, he's not lifting himself up. He's pushing the earth down. Chuck Norris... this is the one that made me save this to talk about it. Chuck Norris can hear sign language. Chuck Norris can strangle you with a cordless phone. Chuck Norris doesn't wear a watch.
Jesus Christ.
He decides what time it is. Chuck Norris can build a snowman out of rain.
Oh,
there you go. Chuck Norris can make onions cry.
Okay.
When Chuck Norris enters... No, I did that one. Chuck Norris can start a fire by rubbing 2 ice cubes together. He can pick oranges from an apple tree and make the best lemonade you've ever tasted. Chuck Norris can drown a fish.
Ooh.
When Chuck Norris makes a mistake, it's a new scientific law. And then Chuck Norris once kicked a horse in the chin. Its descendants are known today as giraffes.
Oh, boy.
I thought those were...
Chuck Norris.
Right.
Tough.
The Chuck Norris can drown a fish reminds me. Is water wet?
Well, why would it be?
It was a huge debate a few years ago.
I did hear that, you know? Actually. And I think they even brought scientific research into that.
Right.
If I remember right. And it breaks it down how it's like, I'm not going to say because I don't remember, but it was like whatever water, you know, I don't know, molecules or all whatever scientific shit that, if I remember right, itself, water is not wet. It's what is being touched by the water that is either absorbs it or whatever. I remember that being a thing.
It's a huge debate.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well,
listeners,
do some digging. You asked me last week.
Yeah.
If I was smoking anything.
Yeah.
And now you're asking if water is wet.
Well, I'm just saying, I remember hearing the discussion about that.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll solve it. Yes, it's wet.
Okay. Well, I guess you heard it here first.
As long as we're going scientific and deep and we're dropping knowledge bombs, I just figure it's about time we let the listeners know that the universe is limitless and lacking temporal and spatial restraint, but seemingly categorized by our genetic inability to elevate to the quantum scale.
Go.
So, there.
That was a lot of big words.
I'm going to skip that part.
I don't even know the one that started with a U. It's like uni.
Uni.
Yeah, universe, something like that. Don't know what that means.
Put your glasses on there.
Huh.
Chad.
Yeah, what's up?
You got some history? You said you got some history.
That was the history about the crossword.
Yeah, he already blew his load on it. Oh.
Yeah, you know, like that's why the New York Times started it. Pearl Harbor to take people's mind off the bombing.
Well, you went out of order then.
I didn't see the whiteboard.
Fuck, I got to get that down here yet.
Still. But I do have something else. It's not knowledge.
You said you had four of them.
Well, I have a couple. But I guess, you know, real quick, just a quick thought. If you have a weekend, and this goes back to a few weeks ago when you had the week off and Jason had the week off. Let's say just the weekend or a three-day weekend. Do you usually try to make plans or leave them open and just roll with whatever comes in the door? I used to always be one to write down a plan or be like, that day I'm doing this and this and this. Lately, I'm finding more enjoyment in just
whatever happens.
I mean, no, don't get me wrong. Sure, you got this birthday party or this. I'll be there. But, like, hey, let's do this Saturday at 2 o'clock. I'm more now leaning towards just waking up, whatever it is, taking the plans as they come instead of planning my weekends and free time off.
I definitely put things in my calendar, so if something is coming up, and like you said, a birthday party or somebody's having something and it's on a specific date, that'll be in my calendar and that's going to be there. I don't necessarily plan anything myself.
Okay.
Right.
But unfortunately, for the most part, my calendar fills up enough without me having to plan shit on my own. So I take those weekends that I don't have anything
nice. Leave them open.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Or sometimes I'll put shit down in my calendar to make it look like I have something going on so that I don't book something.
Yeah.
Like, I can't make it to whatever because I got whatever made up thing I have going on.
So you don't write nothing down on it. You don't have a calendar in your house, like still
looking? On your phone, Jason.
On my phone.
On your phone.
With you. Jeez. With you. 24/7. Yeah.
You'll have to show him the calendar and on his phone how it's. Yeah.
I write it down on a calendar on the fridge.
I believe it.
I do. Well,
most people do, but now the technology, it's with you.
I think it's the other way around now.
I'm sure it's shifting gears. Yeah. I mean, there's stuff I still put on my fridge, on the fridge calendar, but most of it's appointments, this and that.
I don't
it's on my phone. I mean, I do it on the phone because the whole, I mean, not that Steven, the boy, does it, but Kristen and I can share the calendar.
Yeah.
So we can both see, we get notifications for Steven's baseball games or when I put something on the calendar, it automatically updates on her app. So, like, you know, if it's there. So if one of our friends is like, hey, what are you doing the weekend of August 27th? Boom, nothing, we're open. I put it on the calendar.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a lot of those apps, there's so many other things that you can share on there. You can share a grocery list, to share whatever.
I mean, I'm a... I'm a planner, so I like to know
what you're doing this weekend every day.
But I mean, if there's nothing on the calendar, awesome. It's nice to just have a weekend, you know, but I like to plan shit out.
Jason? You don't care.
Yeah, I write it down on the calendar. On my refrigerator.
Okay.
Because I don't look at my phone.
Right. We've now established that.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. Still not sure why you have one. Should have went and we got a beeper.
Maybe.
Page me.
Well, essentially, that's what sending him. Yeah, that's what sending him a text is. Basically, you send him a text is like, hey, call me.
You're like 911 me.
Yeah.
Or whatever they used to say.
Yeah.
Because you will get a phone call from him after the second text message.
What you do is just twice in a row, Chad, you just send him BDC. BDC.
BDC 911.
Yep.
BDC.
Your phone will ring.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
Right. Big dumb Chad, what can I do for you?
I'll answer. Right. Caleb?
Just lounge around, see whatever comes up. I mean, I'm young. A lot of my friends don't plan anything nowadays. Right. So it's just, hey, you want to go golfing today? Hey, you want to go do this? It's like, yeah, sure. Why not? Got nothing else planned.
Right.
Unless I'm like planning on going somewhere, then I do it. But 3-day weekend, just take it easy. Take the day off. See what happens. See how I feel. Make some statue socks. Play some games. Ooh, you know, nice. You never know. Yeah. You never know.
Endless options.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you got one of those cool dartboards now, don't you?
Oh yeah.
You got a grand?
Yep, I bought a grand board.
Nice.
Yeah.
Still have not.
I think it's worth it. I mean, $300 for a dartboard sounds a little nuts, but factoring going to the bar to play darts, you got to pay for each game. And then, obviously, you're going to end up drinking, too, so...
Usually to excess.
Yeah. Yeah. Just $300 up front, and then you can stay in your house and throw darts and
make your money back. Hold on now. I'm wrapping my head around this fucking story you're telling me here.
I know where this is.
So, not only do you not talk to people, like, in person, now... You do it on your phone, I'm guessing, correct? But now you have a dartboard in your house, so you don't have to go see people.
But you play against them.
The whole point of the grand board is you can play online, so I play some guys.
Why don't you just go fucking to the person's house or to the bar?
Because I'm going to end up drinking at the bar, and I'm going to spend more money.
Oh, so this dartboard is online?
Yeah, it's online. Yeah. So I played Solo.
I did not know that existed.
Yeah, I played. It's the only one that you can play online. Like, you can buy those dartboards that are at the bars.
Yeah.
Kind of like what's over there.
Yeah, like that one, but newer. But online play on those dartboards is only for the bars. So if you bought one and brought it to your house, you can online play it. So that's the point of the grand board, is you can play online. So I played some people from Germany, and then, like, Ecuador.
So now I'm going to stop you again. So do you watch people play video games on your phone?
No comment.
Yep, he does. All right.
Saturday mornings are for watching Minecraft videos and then just sleeping.
Oh, my fucking God. And then my brain is fucking blowing up right
then
now.
Then I follow a channel every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Why don't you just play the fucking game? Play it.
I don't want to spend all that money.
Dude, I had a fucking Atari.
All the time for it.
And you get tips. Nintendo. You learn other people's styles and how they do things. It's like
just play the fucking game.
I learned how to do a bunch of things.
Learn it yourself.
Here's an example. Sunday morning or Sundays at 1 o'clock. What's on TV?
Bowling.
Why do you watch that?
Because I like to watch
bowling. Why don't you just go bowling?
I do fucking go bowling.
Well, he plays the games, but he watches other people play them, so he
picks you can learn. And
do you play the games?
I do play the games. And then some of them, it's like, all right, I'm going to watch gameplay videos to see if I want to buy the game and commit my time.
It's no different than watching football on Sundays.
That's true.
Except for that, there's no way I could play that.
Yeah.
I couldn't play that game.
Right. No more.
I used to could.
I used to.
I like it.
Yeah.
Anywho,
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Hold on.
Wait, are you holding your phone?
Because I got... No, he's got mine.
Oh, okay.
But I got to be over here, though, so I can see. Because I can't see.
Are you guys playing word search?
What are you going to do?
Well, I got to... Or are you just reading the whole thing yourself?
Can't...
Go ahead.
I can read.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want to read it?
No, go ahead.
We'll fucking read it.
Are you reading the grab your glass?
Yeah.
You don't remember it?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
This is just in case I...
Okay.
I miss something.
Give her nuts?
Yeah. Right. Or did you want to read it?
No, man? Go right ahead.
All right, so here's a little story we used to do long time ago.
Around the campfire.
Yep. Yeah, that was long
after
time.
Several adult beverages.
Mm-hmm. And I've had those today.
Strap in.
Chris, he'll know what I'm talking about. He stopped at the cabin. He was fucking hammered when he showed up that day. But anyway, that's neither here or there. But so... Yeah. No.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Oh, you're going to do that to him?
No. You go on with your story.
So, grab your glasses and get to your seat, and I'll tell you the story about Big Ass Lil and Yukon Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Lil was the village queen, the fuckingest whore you'd ever seen. While some girls fucked with grace and ease, Lil blew dick like the summer breeze. She piled her victims up in heaps. There was a rumor around that town that no man could put Lil's ass down. But way up north, where Twin Rivers meet, lived a one bald half-breed named Yukon Pete. Pete was a dirty, motherless soul who fucked bears, sheep, and woodchuck holes. He got a whiff of big-ass Lil and packed his rubbers and came down the hill. He strolled into town on size 32 feet.
Yep.
Dragging 16 yards of that red hot meat. Well, the site was set at Windy Mill by the brick shithouse high on the hill. All the ladies came for a ringside seat just to watch that half-breed sink his meat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they fucked, and they fucked, and they fucked for hours, uprooting trees, shrubs, and flowers. Lil did front flips, back flips, stunts, all unknown to most common cunts. But Pete caught on to every trick and kept on pumping in more dick. Then Lil gave Pete a whorehouse squeeze that dropped that half-breed to his knees. But Pete came back with
a Yukon grunt. Popped out her eyes and split open her cunt.
Yeah, he did. Well, Lil rolled over and cut two farts inside. Boys, I've been fucked. Cut one more and died. When they asked that half-breed of his amazing feat, he just said, "Boys, I'm going back to the Yukon to beat my meat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dun, 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 dun. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
And who is that by?
And me.
Well, obviously, you read it. You're the narrator.
Hey, you know what else?
No,
there
I'm
once was a
asking.
Man from Nantucket who had a dick so long that he could suck it.
Ooh.
As he said with a grin as he wiped off his chin, "If my ear were a cunt, I would fuck it."
There you heard it.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah. No, it's not that big.
It's not 16 yards.
Mm-mm.
Are there more wheels or doors in the world?
Come on. Doors.
I'm going to say wheels.
I'm going to go with doors.
Wheels.
I think it has to be wheels.
Why?
Think of all the stuff that has a wheel.
Ooh, yeah, I guess I was only thinking.
Not just cars.
Right.
Nate's printer behind him has wheels.
Yeah, little casters in it, wheels.
Chairs. Yeah. Think of every office building that has hundreds of chairs. Every chair's got five fucking wheels on it.
Yeah.
Every office has a fucking door.
Yeah, but
one door to five is a positive four.
Understood, but you got a barn door on your zipper.
No, that's
not. I mean, hey, that's the same wheel you're talking about. I'm talking about, that's a door.
That's not a door. Cougar barn door.
Cougar barn door.
That's why I think it's got to be more wheels.
Yeah, I would say wheels. Because like I even thought of like cabinetry.
Right.
But that's considered a drawer, is considered a door if you want
to. Well, and think about some of the cabinets have wheels.
Yeah, on the inside there's two or four.
Yeah.
So there's, again, plus for wheels. Yeah, I would say wheels.
But there's cities, I don't know where it is, but some people don't even have their fucking driver's license.
Well, there are definitely a lot of countries where public transportation is far more prevalent.
Right.
You know, so there would be...
And then they live in those high-rise buildings with all the fucking doors in it.
Yeah, but think of every
refrigerators have wheels,
in that
usually
building has things with wheels on it as well. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I don't know. It's a there's no answer, right? Google thinks doors. See if you Google it.
Really?
But I think it's wheels.
I'm fucking Google, and I said that right away.
Who needs Google?
Yeah, who needs Google when you got me?
I just think of all of the random shit and machinery and stuff that has wheels that make it run. All the manufacturing processes, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I would say wheels. I mean, that chair over there has five wheels, but there's a wheel on either side, so that's actually 10 wheels.
Right.
So that's 30 out of three chairs right here is 30 wheels.
Yeah.
I doubt he's got 30 doors in this house.
Not to mention when we talk about technology and the wheels in Jason's head are just spinning.
Bunch of wheels right there.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm going to log into my computer.
But yeah, I mean, there's a... Think of how many toy cars there are.
Yeah.
They got doors on them.
Wheels.
They got doors.
Not a hot wheels car.
A lot of them don't have doors.
Does it look like a door?
It doesn't open. It has to open to be a door.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Are you making shit up right now?
I would consider
it. Are you trying to do this to fuck with me?
No. I mean, how can it be a door if it doesn't open?
Yeah, it's got to open to be a door. So would a cabinet be a door?
Yes, I would say a cabinet is a door.
You open a cabinet or not?
How many holes does a straw have?
Next question.
Chad's all fucked up.
How many holes does a straw have?
Yeah. If you're a straight male, would you rather do the first 90% of a blowjob or the last 10%?
Neither. They hurt my jaw.
So you're the 10%er because you couldn't do the rest.
My gag reflex is terrible. Mm.
Prove it.
Let's get a deep thought from the bucket.
Bucket thought.
Just one.
Yep, one thought.
One deep thought.
And go.
All right. If you could try time travel, where would you go?
Ooh.
Well, like go ahead, Nate.
Well, I was going to say, obviously, you got to go to the past. I mean, it would be interesting to see the future, but if you go to the past, like, Back to the Future, you get the almanac, you fucking bet on a week's worth of games, you're...
But that's the future. You got to go to the future.
You'd have to. Well, wait, that is a weird scenario.
Go to the past. And then bet on the games that have already been, that you already know the outcome to.
I was thinking go to the future.
It would also work
and
that
get
way.
The book.
Oh, and then that would work too.
Because, yeah. I mean, technically that's what they did.
But that's two time travels.
So you get one.
You still got to come home.
Right.
Unless you're saying you need time travel, you stay there forever.
Yeah, what are you saying, thoughts? Yeah.
What I'm saying...
Log back in.
Yeah, I don't know why you
I maybe said it wrong.
No, it's just an open question.
If you could time travel, when and where... would you go?
Okay, so you're staying there is the way I would say you put that question.
Well, I mean, either way, you understand where I'm going with it.
You're right.
That would be that. I guess it doesn't matter which way you go, but...
I would go back in time for that scenario because I knew what is coming to be expected.
Right.
And you could take that as far as you want with technology, you know, scenarios, where not to be, where to be.
By Apple.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Buy stock in Amazon. And
create a light bulb that's LED, in, you know, set for light, anything like
that. I wouldn't know how to do that.
I would say I'd go back in time to.
Yeah. Just as
1919.
But oh, and drink some root beer.
Sure.
Yeah, but make root beer.
I guess in that regard, the only reason I would go back in time, I mean, it would be kind of cool to see some of the historic events if you could go there in person. But the only part of the one of the only reasons I guess to go back would for the money aspect part of it. But otherwise, because I know that I'm going to be dead in who knows 10 years or whatever, that it would be cool to see what is it going to be like in the year 2150, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's true too.
But as far as like the money aspect, obviously you got to do that. But
wait. It'd be tough if I have to go there and stay there. But if I could just go there and come back, my first choice would be to go back and kill baby Hitler.
Good talk.
That would be my, you know.
Yeah.
Now as long as I can come home.
Now we look like assholes.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do, because we didn't save the world, Chad.
Well.
We were talking about
fucking... Yeah, but we're going to have so much technology to bypass that.
You didn't go back that far, so you're not bypassing enough. Anything.
They didn't have technology. Yeah, that's you didn't go back. True. You only went to 1919. I don't know. When was Hitler even around?
Obviously before then. Yeah. You're the fucker that said I didn't go. Well, you did.
He did.
Either way, 1919. Shut up.
But yeah, I wouldn't want to stay there. I'd want to come back. But yeah, that would be my...
Caleb?
I'd say probably go back to like... 1982, see my dad in his 20s, party with him, drink with him, or jot down how he was so that when he tries yelling at me now, be like, hey, fucker, I know for a fact that you were doing this too, so get off my back.
So you wouldn't save the world either.
No. Awesome. I'd be saving my own ass a little bit of trouble.
What was your thought? That you thought
well,
of.
I'm going to let you guys guess which direction I'm fucking going.
Oh, he's going
way back?
He wouldn't go to the
future. Definitely not going forward.
He's already living in the past.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back. Way back.
Like Cowboy. Horse and...
Is that 18-something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even maybe farther. I don't care.
Huh.
All the way back.
Fuck technology.
It was, absolutely. Fuck yeah, it. See. It's just a headache. I mean, listening to this guy over here fucking watch video games on TV.
Jesus the only Christ. Bad thing there is all of the comforts that you enjoy now are gone.
Gone.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you're talking to a guy that shits in a bucket. What kind of comforts does he have?
Yeah, it's not a big step from a hole in the ground to a bucket.
Yeah.
He's a little more elevated. That's about
well,
it.
Yeah, but if you sat down and like, I'm not going to do it now because I don't have the time but or the knowledge, but if you thought about it deep down, there is a lot of technology you probably look at and don't realize every day how you got there.
Well, even this, I mean, you'd have to ride a horse to work.
Yeah.
If you had a job, you probably don't have a job.
See, let's go back
you're living off the land.
Let's go back to forging forging knives.
Unless you're a trapper or...
You're still living off the land.
Working a gold mine.
And would that be such a bad thing? I don't think it would be.
It'd be a lot harder
life. It would be hard.
Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah. I would die.
It's called work. And a lot of people now don't know work.
Yeah, they don't have any comprehension.
They have a fucking phone. Right.
Well, it's like
go back and where there isn't phone, there isn't. You got to light a fucking candle to see.
I mean, that's like the old saying: hard times make hard men.
Right.
Hard men make easy times. Easy times make soft men.
See,
you know.
Right. Exactly. 100%. That's a good. Write that down.
I'm hard.
But yeah, that's. I would definitely go back, way back.
Yeah.
Way back there.
Huh. I mean, if I had a machine that I could just use at my will. I'd go back, kill Hitler, obviously, first step. But, would be cool to see different things in the past, but I would definitely also want to go to the future just to see how bad we fuck up the world.
I think we're definitely going to fuck it up.
Yeah, it's fucked already, so that's why I wouldn't even want to go any farther than what we got going now.
But, I would just like to go and see. Who knows? Maybe some super genius fixed it all.
Sure.
And it's utopia.
Give me a couple years, boys.
Didn't you just say something about something crashing here? Aren't those people geniuses?
The Microsoft thing?
Yeah.
Well, they are.
And, yeah, well, but I mean, world. any technology can fail.
That's why I don't want them to do
that's,
it.
That's why you got people that doomsday prep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That EMP hits.
You're set.
Good night. The world is dark. No. You know? We're back to...
There was a few episodes ago.
Trapper John days. Electromagnetic.
Yeah, might, yeah, you he's might get, up on the you might get again. Your wish is what Ben's saying. If that,
I don't know what EMP means.
Electromagnetic pulse.
It was a few
it would
weeks
destroy
ago.
All the electronics.
Oh, dude, when's that coming?
Hey, we're sign them up for the EMP PR.
Fucking
team.
Right. I'm there because you know what? All these other idiots are going to be. I don't know what to do. Run into the wall and die or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Where'd you get that mug?
And
all right.
I will be surviving. I'm a survivor.
All right. We got a. We're doing what a mug. That? We got the Tales from the Hick mug. This is week two of that. So we got this week and then next week to get entered. Go on Facebook. If you don't like the page, like and follow us on Facebook. Share. We'll be having a status out there. Make sure you share that. Put a comment on it if you want. Right. Tell us that.
Good, bad, or ugly.
Tell us Chad is big, dumb Chad.
Yeah, yes. Or come up with your own phrase.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Yeah, heck yeah. Name us.
Yeah, ooh.
Big doofus Chad.
Yeah.
Give them all nicknames. Send,
and then the final step of that, and you got to do all of this, is you got to send us an email. And that's hicks@talesfromthehicks.com.
Smash that like button.
Smash the like button. So you got the rest of the, like I said, you got the rest of this week and one more week to get entered for that. Do it all the time, but you only get entered once. So
right, yeah. But doesn't mean you have to not email more.
Yeah,
right?
Please always like, follow, and share.
Yep.
Yep.
We appreciate that.
Yep.
Helps us still, grow things a little bit.
Yep. Still just the one entry, though. Correct. And then if the mug isn't your... If this
cup
isn't your
tea.
Vibe, yeah. Oh, I see what you did there.
Wow. That's a good one.
That's comic.
Jeez.
BDC. The next giveaway will be in a couple weeks, and that will be for the backpack. And that'll be the same rules, same thing, 3 weeks, and go from there.
Absolutely.
But as always, we enjoy you guys, or appreciate you guys tuning in. Checking us out.
Yes.
Share it absolutely. With everybody you know, and especially the ones you don't.
That is exactly right.
Four-star rating.
Four? Okay.
Yep.
Still
find us anywhere you download your podcast, yes. You can find us. Yep. Please leave a 5-star review. That'd be awesome. But right. If you think we suck, feel free to leave us a 1-star
review. Leave us 1-star.
Right, yeah.
Any rating is
we're open to right. Criticism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even so, whether it's constructive or not.
Yeah. And I guess if it's if you don't want to rate us at all and give us a zero, start your car and suck the tailpipe.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yep.
That's one way to go.
We do not condone that. So.
I just said it.
In that. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you, Caleb, for joining us once
yes,
again this
once
week.
Once again, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for dragging me back out here.
And
it was hard.
Hoop T, get a hold of us.
BDC.
All right, you guys have a good week.
All right, adios.
Adios. Yeah, see ya.